Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Monday, July 15th, 2024. In a homeowner's triumph, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, played a pivotal role in resolving a ground movement damage claim dispute. This case involved a homeowner who noticed damage on their property back on July 8, 2022. Attributing it to a water main leak. Despite contrasting views presented by Hollard Insurance's plumber and engineer, the AFCA backed the homeowner. After careful evaluation and recent renovations taken into account, it was ruled that unexpected water release was the main cause of the damage. The AFCA thus ordered Hollard Insurance to cover related repair costs. This ruling significantly underlines the worth of independent evaluations, emphasizing the importance of homeowners' rights in such disputes. From ground movement claims to claim strategies, our next story focuses on innovation. QBE, a leading member of our insurance industry, has recently adopted innovative strategies to enhance their claims handling process. Steering clear of traditional methods, QBE has taken on board the lessons learned from the Australian floods of 2022. Initiatives now in place involve thorough evaluations of complex residential claims, accomplished employing a specialized property health check program. Chad Vigar, head of property claims at QBE, underscores the necessity for better disaster preparedness. In addition to that, to simplify insurance jargon for policyholders, new communication tools such as informational flyers have been created. QBE also trialed geospatial technology during Cyclone Jasper to hasten commercial claims processing. These progressions sketch out QBE's commitment to make full use of technology and feedback for more efficient claims handling in light of increasing natural calamities. As we move from home ground to broader horizons, let's turn our attention to currencies and travel plans. Our resilient Australian dollar, soaring past 67 US cents for the first time this year in January, is promoting enthusiastic travel plans among Australians. Factors like the policies of the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Reserve Bank of Australia have paved the way for this upsurge. Adding to the trend, the robust Aussie dollar also recorded significant gains against several strong global currencies. MasterCard's David Mann observes increased spending among Australian tourists abroad. Meanwhile, digital wallets are being endorsed over cash for better security and perks, as per the advice by Malika Sathi. Clearly, enjoying affordable overseas experiences is easier for Australians now. Now let's bring the focus back home and discuss an important call to action for our insurance industry. In a crucial appeal, the Australian Consumers Insurance Advocacy highlights the necessity for insurance firms to address affordability and accessibility issues. They recommended insurance companies contribute a portion of home insurance premiums towards a resilience fund. This fund, potentially generating a staggering $100 million annually, would then provide interest-free loans to policyholders facing insurance hardships due to property-related issues. The advocacy group further proposed the creation of a specialized underwriting agency. In striving for resilient solutions, industry steps have already been taken, like the $1 billion Disaster Ready Fund, suggesting that additional measures are needed. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more such updates and assistance with personal or business insurance needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, hoping you have a productive week ahead.